As a young grad student, Rachel Terrell decided to study love and relationships in the NFL. She came to this research with little in the way of background except for one thing. She had fallen in love with a man who would become an NFL player. And on the way to her doctorate, Rachel Terrell discovered that almost everything she knew about NFL players and the women who loved them was wrong. She tells us her story in her own words.
We were in a group project together at Purdue University. I wasn't a big fan of football. I liked basketball, but more importantly, I liked academics. I made myself the group leader and assigned him to do the introduction and conclusion because I was afraid he might mess it up, because that's what a dumb jock would do. And he was quiet enough and kind enough to just say okay. The first time I really talked with Craig was after class. He walked out with me and I saw a guitar sitting in the back of his car. And so I asked him that night if he would sing something to me. And he did. He sang Peaceful, Easy Feeling by the Eagles. It made me want to hear more. I realized that there was a lot more to him than just being a jock. He was quiet, but he was very intelligent. After I graduated, I went down to grad school in Florida. One of my classmates said, "Are you going to go watch the Purdue football game?" So I sent him an email asking if he was going to be in town. He replied, "Yes, can we get together for dinner?" And we went into downtown Celebration, where soap fell from the sky and was meant to look like snow falling. And that was the night that I fell madly in love. I flew up to his family farm in Indiana for draft day. His mom invited over 40 or 50 of their closest friends and family members. There was a cake congratulating him, but we didn't know whether or not he'd be an NFL player after that. As the sixth round began, the phone started to ring. And as they called, I thought, oh, just say no, don't draft him, because then maybe he can be drafted by a Florida team. And so the first few teams that called didn't draft him. And then the phone rang again, and it was Seattle. And he talked to them for just a couple minutes before his eyes started to tear up, and he pointed to the television. And so we got our cameras ready, and there was his name. In the sixth round, Seattle Seahawks picked Craig Terrell. I was scared and sad and worried because Seattle was all the way across the country. I didn't know anything about the NFL other than what I saw on television or what I read about in the news, and none of that was good. And it was scary. But because I was so crazy in love with him, I was also extremely excited for his dream. My dream was to be a professor. I wanted to teach. I wanted to write. That was my dream, and my dream was happening in grad school in Florida. He gave me a big hug and said, "I believe in your dream, and I believe in you, and it'll all work out, I promise." Realizing that we couldn't go back and forth easily, I asked my advisor what he would think about me studying love in the NFL in the field. Perhaps more realistic than me, my advisor said, "I think you'll regret it if you go, but I can't stop you." The first time I was invited to an event with other NFL wives, it was to a team-wide baby shower. I looked in my closet, and I had my college t-shirts and jeans. My nails weren't manicured, and my hair wasn't stylish. And so, paralyzed by that fear, I sat in our small, dark apartment during that baby shower and for many weekends that followed. I felt lonely, and I felt alone. Craig was working full-time to keep his roster spot on the team, and I wished that I had a network there, but I didn't feel like that would be other NFL wives. I thought that I would go and just couple by couple move my way through and say, "I'm doing an academic report. Can you please tell me everything about your life?" And I soon realized that NFL couples are very guarded. Eventually, Craig made a close friend on the team. He had been in the league for several years, and his wife then was an established NFL wife. And then she took me one by one to other NFL wives on the team, and said, "This is Rachel. I want you to meet her. You can trust her. Tell her the truth." Other wives started seeking me out, and they said, "There's no one else who understands. I can't tell my friends at home because they say, 'Why do you feel alone? Why do you feel lonely? Why do you feel scared? You can't have problems or issues because your husband makes an X amount on his paycheck. And I can't talk to my husband because he's playing and he's worried about making the team. Can I talk to you and tell you my story?'" It felt wonderful. I kept seeing bits and pieces of myself in them, and I was shocked. And at first I thought that I must be meeting the anomalies because they were educated and they were intelligent and they had drive and they had dreams. They were a lot like me. It was never my dream to marry somebody in the NFL, but it was a life that I very much loved and enjoyed. When Craig was cut for the first time, I was no longer an NFL wife. I had Bible studies that I was getting ready to host. I had a luncheon the next day. When you're not an NFL wife anymore, you're no longer invited to the NFL wife luncheon. And if you're not an NFL wife anymore, there's no reason for you to host the NFL wife Bible study. And so it was just a tremendously hard time for both of us. 7 weeks later, Craig was re-signed by the Seahawks. And so we had one more season. It was kind of a snap back into reality. What should have been a 5-year degree at the beginning was nearing year 8. And I had only a year before they would say, "You may no longer finish. This degree has taken you too long." It was Craig who reminded me, "You want to be a professor. You want to be a writer. You want to teach. You need to do this." And so during that time, I got serious about finishing my dissertation because we remembered and realized that the NFL really would end. And when it did, we would need something else. So on his time off and after the season, Craig and I almost completely shifted roles. He became a full-time hands-on parent, and he did the cooking and the cleaning and everything that needed to be done around the house so that I could do nothing but write. And then after our little one was in bed, he would read through, and he was also my editor on all the first drafts. I finished. Craig's career had just ended. And in fact, I walked across the stage at graduation with Craig in the audience holding our then 2 children. If I was talking to somebody else who was several months into a relationship with somebody when they were drafted in the NFL, would I say, "Go take a chance"? Heck no. It's not the smart path to take to follow anybody across the country to live their dream with them and to put your own dreams on hold. Craig is amazing, but the odds certainly weren't in my favor.
That's Dr. Rachel Terrell. She teaches at Purdue and Northwest University, and her husband, Craig Terrell, is now a full-time dad and musician. Our story was produced by Karen Given.